I'm Ivy.
I'm Rachel, and we are Swords and Sapphics, a podcast all about representation, queer media, women with a capital W, and a little bit of nonsense.
So start sharpening your swords, sip your tea, and join us as we obsess over the wonderful beings that are women.
Hello.
Hello.
We're back.
A little bit.
After a short period of time.
Yeah. Teeny tiny.
Yeah, but it's season 3.
Oh, yeah?
It is our 3rd season.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
You have your hood up, so I'm going to put mine up as well.
Yeah. Those who are watching us on YouTube, we're very comfy right now.
Yeah, it's freezing cold, man. There's a storm Isha in the UK.
Oh.
And it's freezing. So I need.
Yeah. And I had my window open for too long because I was too lazy to get up and close it. So it's a bit cold. So what are we talking about today?
We're just talking about stuff. We're going to catch up. It's been a while. I've been through at least 5 hyperfixations since last time we recorded an episode. I'm sure you have as well.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of drama at the end of last year.
A little bit, yeah.
So I was saving the receipts because I thought it would be fun, interesting. I don't know the right word for what it was to talk about.
Yeah.
In the book Twitter community, that is. Mm-hmm. Especially. I was going to say especially on Twitter, but I literally said book Twitter.
Yeah. And just let's keep in mind that last year started with a writer coming back from the dead. So the bar was high.
Yeah. We bookended the year on either side with some really bizarre happenings.
Yeah.
That could only ever happen in book Twitter.
That's true. Well, first, let's catch up. What are we enjoying this week?
Or just in general.
All right.
Last time we spoke. This year. We can say this year, 2024.
That's true.
What have we been enjoying? As always, Grey's Anatomy. It's getting good again. It's getting better. I can't remember if I announced it, but Amelia Shepherd I would die for. Yeah. Not much more to say about that except for it's just getting good again. And I'm so close to being able to start Station.
Yeah, I have a lot of edits on TikTok now and I kind of want to rewatch just Station because I love them so dearly.
Yeah.
And they're going to have their last season and I'm not emotionally ready to let them go just yet.
No. What else have I been watching? I started Derry Girls. Mm. It's very funny. It gives me that sitcom feeling that I haven't had for a while where everything's just okay in the world, which is a really interesting feeling to have because there's also the backdrop of like the conflict of in Ireland between like, I don't even, what, like, I don't, you know what? I'm really undereducated on what that even was. All I know is that England had a terrible part to play in it because we're little shits.
Sure. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, but it was very funny. I started it because I kept seeing the clip on Twitter where Claire is like, I'm the wee lesbian. and it's become part of my vocabulary now. So I was like, well, I have to watch it. And it didn't disappoint. It's very funny. Would recommend.
Wonderful.
You started it, but couldn't understand yeah. The accents.
I watched like half of the first episode and because I don't like subtitles for me. Like I managed to get to a point where I don't need them when I'm watching English shows or like movies and stuff. So I don't really want to go back to subtitles. Yeah. So, and I, after like half of the episode, I was like, I can't understand shit they're saying. So I stopped watching. Then and there.
I get it.
So I'm gonna, at some point I'm gonna try again with subtitles, I guess. But yeah, I need a minute.
I get it. It once you get used to the accent, I think you'll be all right.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
That's what I have with Outlander, because especially they're speaking Scottish and like the older version of it, so it's very heavy, like very heavily accented. And I had to watch it with subtitles back then, even Czech subtitles, because I couldn't understand like the Gaelic words and stuff.
Yeah.
But once I got into it and I read more of the books and I read them in English, it was very easy, and then I could go off the subtitles, so it was great. Yeah.
And then you wonder why I put on an accent for you.
Well, if you didn't at this point, I would understand perfectly. And to be fair, I don't understand anything 90% of the time anyway, so it would be no difference there.
Well, that couldn't be me, because I'm so good at speaking Czech these days.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And I taught her the most important phrases that she could have.
Yes. Bílá lednice.
Perfect.
White fridge.
Yeah. Yeah.
And of course, my favorite, Malý strom, small tree.
Mm-hmm. And you also know pirate ship.
Pirátská loď.
Perfect. That's all you need. You can go out in the world now.
I know.
I prepared need you perfectly.
What else could I possibly need?
Absolutely nothing.
What else have we been watching, or have I been watching? Oh, we're still on the sex education train, but it's taken us a while.
Yeah.
To choo-choo along.
Slowly but surely. And don't call me Shirley.
Shirley.
Oh my god, since like our last episode, I managed to watch the entirety of The Office.
Oh my god.
I just realized as I heard Michael Scott in my head.
And Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
And Brooklyn Nine-Nine. That's true.
Yeah.
And now I'm on The Big Bang Theory. I'm in the middle of season 10.
Oh my god.
I've been watching that for like 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, if even that.
Yeah.
Possibly.
And I've been at work a lot, so I wasn't watching when I was working.
Yeah. I don't know how she does it, man.
I don't know how I do it.
I was never a fan of Big Bang Theory. I wonder now if I watched it now, like, would I like it more because of the autism?
Yeah, maybe. Like, especially the first few seasons did not age well at all.
No.
But I mean, I loved it some like a few years ago, so I have like that nostalgic connection to it also.
Yeah.
And they're all extreme nerds, and I love that for me. Mm-hmm. And yeah. So I don't even know if you'd like it. I can't tell.
I do feel like something in me changed when I discovered you liked The Big Bang Theory. I don't know why.
I don't know either. I feel like, I mean, how is it possible that we never had that conversation?
I don't know, because I certainly would never bring up The Big Bang Theory in conversation.
Oh. Interesting.
It for me is one of those sitcoms that is just for like men who aren't that funny. And again, I might have changed my opinion on it if I rewatched it now that I know that I'm neurodivergent and stuff. But my stepdad always used to put it on. That was the only time I ever watched it. And I don't know what it was. It was just men, I guess.
I get it. It's a little terrifying to me how much I relate to a lot of the characters now.
Yeah. Because
they're like the pathetic nerds who no one wants to be friends with and no one understands. And I'm like, oh yeah, I felt that.
Yeah.
It's a little terrifying sometimes.
But that's not true. People want to be friends with us. We have a Discord server of friends.
That's true. It's true.
Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes when they freak out over like Marvel stuff, I'm like, is this like, do I look like that? Is that me? Like, am I, is it?
Yeah, but you're much hotter because you're a woman and you're not a man.
That's true. I have that going for me, I guess.
Yeah.
That's true.
Not a big bro.
That's true.
Not had a good track history with films at the minute. I put on Robots, which is like a comedy with Shailene Woodley and Jack Whitehall, because I like both of those actors. And Shailene Woodley was one of my pansexual awakenings as a teenager. It was so bad. I only watched it for the duration it took me to eat my peanut butter and toast. Because once my peanut butter and toast was gone, there was no reason for me to continue anymore. And it wasn't good. It was like, I guess they were being satirical with like the racism and sexism and misogyny. But I just never really sit down to a film and fancy having jokes about the terrible, terrible, about the terrible way of the world. There was like a joke about like the wall, like Trump's wall and stuff, and it was just like he was a man, he used a robot version of himself, an illegal robot version of himself, to go and get women so he could fuck them. It was disgusting. Like, I didn't want to see if he was going to be redeemed by the end. But also, the good news is that she also did the same thing. So they both had fake robot versions of themselves looking to be fucked. But as a concept, it's not my thing. And then I started Everything Everywhere All at Once, and I watched 2 hours of it. No, an hour and a half, maybe. And look, if a film goes over an hour and a half, you've probably lost me. It's a really good film, and I need to watch the end, and I will. It's really, really good. And it has a sapphic character in it, which I didn't actually know. And I did feel like I was on drugs. I thought it was more like of a quiet, philosophical film. And it's a lot of fantasy.
Yeah. I didn't see it yet. I do want to watch it. But mostly I've seen the screenshots of all the costumes.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That really gave it away to me.
I didn't see any of those things. Like, I didn't know anything about it. But I've been singing about bagels for a while now because of it. So that's something.
Understandable.
Yeah. But that's it, really. I can't think of anything interesting to say. I have nothing. I don't think I've been watching anything that interesting recently. How about you?
Except all the sitcoms, I guess nothing. I did finish the newest season of Harley Quinn, which is an animated show on HBO. And that's why I went back to the Big Bang Theory, because Harley Quinn is voiced by Kaley Cuoco. Is that how you pronounce her name?
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I went back to that because I kept hearing her voice. I'm like, okay, I kind of missed the show.
Yeah.
And I'm near the end I still have some seasons to go, but I'm already have to like actively think of what to watch next. And then I realized Young Sheldon, I've never finished it. And they're doing the last season right now, so I might go back to that.
Oh my god. It's like I don't even know you.
Yeah. My favorite fact about these two shows is that Sheldon's mom in The Big Bang Theory is like the actress is the mom of the actress that plays the younger version of her. Like their daughter and mom. And that's my favorite fact. It's absolutely best. I feel like we should do it more often.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm surprised because I feel like there was a solid time in history where McKenna Grace played every young version of every character ever.
Yeah. She is the young Sheldon, so.
No.
Yeah. They met in college when they were like 13, so.
Okay.
He's another genius child.
Well, there we go then.
Yeah.
Not that shocking after all.
Yeah. Oh my god. I'm watching Percy Jackson.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god. Okay, I need a minute. Oh, excuse me. How did I forget? Now I hate myself a little bit. Percy Jackson and the Olympians. Pure perfection. Absolute perfection. 1 billion out of 10. everybody should read it and then go watch it, because you'll see what kind of perfection it is. You're welcome. Okay, that's it.
Okay. Again, I still haven't read the books or anything.
Yeah, well, then you should, so you can watch it and understand how pure perfection it is. Like, I can't believe that 3 12-year-olds now have such a, like, a chokehold over my life.
I get it.
Like, the entire week is just me waiting for another episode.
Yeah.
To watch, like, 12-year-olds travel across America all alone.
Yeah. Get it.
So that's where I'm at.
I find TV a really strange place at the minute, because there's so much, like, political and social stuff going on behind the scenes. Like, with Stranger Things, Noah Schnapp is a raging Zionist, and the guy who plays Murray. And I've heard that Rick Riordan, how do you say his name?
Riordan.
Riordan is also a Zionist, but, like, I don't know. Like, I haven't seen anything, like, on Twitter to back it up. I don't know. I just get so confused.
Yeah.
Because obviously, like, you don't want to consume media that where the people who are working on it are harmful to society. But I feel like at some point we're just not going to have any fucking shows left. Because everybody's so awful.
Yeah.
I just don't know what to do with it.
Yeah. Another show that how am I forgetting the best masterpieces that I watched? Echo from MCU's Echo came out recently. It's little interesting that Marvel tried to like, they published the entire season, the entire show in one day. So they're trying this thing out. When the main character is Native American and she's deaf and she's amputee. It's interesting, isn't it? That's the show that they're going to try this new concept with. Makes you wonder. Anyway, it was pure perfection. Like, I thought it was 8 episodes for some reason. So I watched the first 4 and then I was like, I'm going to save up the rest 4. And then I was like, this looks very, like, what are they going to do next? And then I found out it was the last episode. So... But it was pure perfection. Honestly, in MCU shows, I would put it, like, right under WandaVision, next to Moon Knight. It's just so good. So good.
I'm excited for that one.
Yeah, yeah. But and also, What If came out?
What If came out, and she won't let me watch it. She's holding Bucky Barnes hostage from me.
I send you the video of him. I got new version of Wanda. So I'm waiting for the Funko Pop. I can add it to my humble collection.
Yeah. Anything else?
I think now that's it. But clearly I can be held accountable because I remember shit.
I know. I can't remember anything either.
Yeah, it's been some time.
Have you been reading anything good?
Today is 21st of January, so the entire year today is the first day that I touched a book.
Oh, what did you pick up?
I went back to The Bridge Kingdom, The Endless
War. That's actually not the truth, Ellen. You was rereading Percy Jackson.
Oh, yeah, but wasn't that last year?
When did it come out?
At the end of December. It was last year.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's been a long year.
So it is the truth, sadly. I think also last year I was listening to Olivia Blake's book on audiobooks. I was reading One for My Enemy, which was absolutely amazing. And I feel like because I started with that one, I sort of got disappointed by Alone with You in the Ether, and now I'm listening to Masters of Death. Because One for My Enemy was like a book that's usually in my, like, that's more in my wheelhouse than the other two. They're a little more strange and a little more like Olivia Blake style ones. And yeah, like, I'm enjoying them, but it's not really catching me.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, but One for My Enemy, that was amazing. I think you would like it. It was like what's their name? Romeo and Juliet retelling sort of thingy. There are two rival gangs, and there was magic, and oh my god, I loved it. Loved it
It's
very
amazing.
much. Yeah, and that one made me cry while I was doing my puzzles. Yeah. So I guess really that's it. Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't been reading much either because I got hyper fixated on crochet. But I did read before, well, during Christmas, I think, Emily Wilde's Encyclopedia of Fairies, which was so very good.
Is.
It's gonna be hard to ever go back to alpha male fae assholes when Wendell Bumblebee exists like that.
I love him so much. But
I
I
love
feel like that
Sigmund.
will make you appreciate him more.
Yeah, I do appreciate him. Like, the older I get, the more I just want silly, silly men who are very silly.
Yeah.
I'm not asking for much.
That's what I mean. Like when I was reading Shadow Me the last time I did, which is like last year or the year before that, I realized that while I love Warner so much, I would let the world burn for Kanji. I
Yeah,
can't describe it. Like I can't stress it enough.
yeah.
He's that's my man.
I get it. I do.
Yeah, and that's why I got also upset with Warner in the especially in the like no the last book in the novella. I got really like fed up with him being mean to him. I got really fed up. Like my baby just wants to make everyone happy and make everyone laugh, and
Yeah.
it got old to me.
Well, that's the thing, like that usually the funny ones are the side characters, but why?
Well, in the next like trilogy, you got his POV and you got his like little love story and you got more of him, and that's I think why I like got so obsessed with him.
Yeah. For that, I might go back to it.
Yeah.
I do have a couple left. But yeah, back to the Encyclopedia of Fairies. It's like, it's not a style of book I've ever read before. Like, I feel like it has all of the whimsy and magicalness that I want from like a story surrounding fairies, which is weird because like I do think Holly Black does it well as well. Fairies. But it just, oh, it's so vibey, it's snowy, and like what you see on the cover is exactly the kind of vibe you get in the book, which is also another rare thing. Like it's just cozy and it's good. And the main character is so autistic,
Oh yeah.
man. And the yeah, like the char they're just really strong, good characters. Like they're just so I just it's hard to even talk about it intellectually because it's just really good.
Yeah, it's very magical and very, very like soft and gentle and like sugary.
But then there's
And
the moments with like the darker side of fairy and like with
yeah.
like the changeling and stuff like that, which I also love. Like I love the juxtaposition and I loved like getting a sense of that darkness and I hope that we get more of that in the next books.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there's lesbian side characters. One of them is a woodcutter.
Oh, I clearly remember nothing. I'm just very excited. I might have to listen to it on Audible before I get the second one done.
Yeah.
Says me who don't do anything these days, but
You never know.
you never know.
You might get a new puzzle soon.
Yeah, I do. Did I even tell you? I have 2,000 pieces ready for me. Yeah, it's the like Earth from two sides and like all the map, and it's 2,000 pieces, so that might take me a minute.
Where are you get what when are you getting it?
I don't know yet. My dad sent me the picture that he has it last week, and
Beautiful.
so I'm just waiting, and I hope I'm gonna get also more Lego because I got
Yeah.
Lego for Christmas. I got my orchid,
Yeah,
which I now have next to my actual orchid. I'm not sure if it's alive or not.
One of them is not like the other.
It's a mystery. So now I'm just looking at the Lego orchid all day, and all I want to do is build more Legos.
Yeah.
So I hope I'm going to get more Legos soon.
Honestly, all our conversations since before Christmas have been about my yarn and Ivy's Legos.
Yeah, I really want to do Legos. And one is more expensive than the other. So one of us could join. And you know what? Wait, back up. I feel like at this point, the money that you put into all the yarn would be like worth two of my Lego sets.
I could have bought you a fucking typewriter with the money that I put into my yarn.
Yeah.
If I went into Pound Stretch, you got, if you're in the UK, man, and you crochet, I've discovered that Pound Stretcher has a lot of yarn. I discovered this the hard way. Because I put all of it in my basket and spent a lot of money. It was overflowing from my pockets. I think I blacked out at one point. My mum was there. She was like, walk away, Rachel. I was like, no, I can't, but I can't. And it was just a whole ordeal. Something, I think I'm a yarn addict. And I'm not even joking when I say that. There's something wrong with me when it comes to yarn.
Yeah.
Because I have more than enough yarn now. I'd still have more on the way. I ordered more the other day.
And if you're still not convinced, go back a little bit and just count how many times she said the word yarn. And that's every day since she started.
I love yarning on about yarn.
It's true.
Yeah, I actually have my comfort yarn just sitting here.
Yeah. And I found a Lego typewriter. And it's very expensive. And I asked my dad, who owns the toy store, and I was like, how much could I get it for? And instead of him saying free, he gave me an actual number, which is quite fucking high. So rude. Like, I mean, man.
You can't trust me.
No. All right. So I'll just keep dreaming about my typewriter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just dark days. And I also found a set that is The Office.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It isn't fair. She's just a girl.
And she wants Lego. Anyway.
Yeah. Anywho.
Anywho.
What about gaming? Have you played anything?
So, first of all, I'm really into my Dragon City game on my phone, right? It's fantastic. I have so many dragons. I think I have now over 300 dragons. I love my dragons. And then Palia came out, which is a free game.
Free online. We did some naughty things on our first day in Palia, however you say it.
Yeah, we did. There are emotes, and you can join. You can like go into the same server with your friends, and we use the emotes to be quite inappropriate.
Very inappropriate.
To be fair, it was like 2 a.m.
And was at it? That,
yeah.
Yeah.
So, and at that point, like, I'm not taking, like, accountability for my actions.
Nobody was around to see is what's important, mostly.
That's awesome. Yeah.
I think one person passed by. But yeah. That was on them. We were doing our own thing.
But we also have extremely cute names of our characters.
Yeah.
I named my Wanda, and I now I don't know how to pronounce the last name. Galathinius.
Galathinius.
After Aelin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should explain what Palia is, though, for people who don't know, because we all look. One thing we need to do this year is explain things.
Yeah, right. But first, say your beautiful, adorable name.
Okay. Well, first of all, my name is Bucky for Bucky Barnes. Whitethorn for Rowan Whitethorn.
Right. So we're extremely cute.
We've got a matchy matchy going.
Let's start with that. Yeah.
Yeah. But Palia is basically like, it's like an Animal Crossing, but it's online. And there's more to do there. Like, you catch bugs and fish and crack rocks and
and you catch you can shoot like specific animals to get fur, and you build a lot, and you do like a little gardening, and you can also romance some characters.
Yeah.
I started romancing my third character.
That's
I'm a whore. That's
and
one
there's
thing about
quite a story to it as well. Like there's a little like story to how you where you came from and stuff. So it's actually a really great game and it's free. We got it for free, didn't we?
Yeah, it is. It is still on. It is for free. There are like some in-game purchases for like the clothing.
Yeah.
But otherwise it's for free. And there are also like some specific trees with like a flow that you can chop down only with other people. So you can ch there usually go there is a chat in the game, and when someone finds the flow tree, they will be like, "Oh, flow tree here and here." And then the rest of the people who are around go there to chop it down. And it's like one of the very rare items in the game.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It's really good. It's really cozy.
Yeah.
Would recommend.
Absolutely.
And it's seasonal as well. There's still like Christmas presents and snow around.
Yeah.
So it's
I think
good.
that's why I wasn't reading, because that's where I spend my days now.
Get it. It's good.
Yeah. What about
Okay.
you? What did you play lately?
I don't know what's wrong with me at the minute, but all my stuff's on my phone. Like obsessed with matching cakes. I just got that merge game with the food, merge restaurant or something. I got have one with nuts and bolts where you take off the nails from a wooden board and you have to try and get all the wood blocks off the board with limited amount of spaces. I don't know
Interesting.
what's wrong with me. I'm just obsessed with playing on my phone.
I
I'm
get it.
like my mother. My mother's always like, "Oh, I love playing this game on my phone," and I'm like, "Oh, that's really sad." And now I'm doing the same thing.
The thing is, Netflix now has some games.
It does.
And they have like Storyteller, which was on my Nintendo wishlist for a long time. So I'm gonna have to play it on my iPad at some point. And a few more games that are usually like few pounds are now free on Netflix, which is a weird thing.
They have any multiplayer ones?
I'm not sure. We will have to check that.
Good Jack.
Yeah.
Because we are always looking for ways to play things together because we're really cute.
Yeah, we're extremely adorable.
And we was playing Psych, which was I believe was popular around lockdown time, where you make up fake answers to the questions and you have to guess the real answer, which was very funny and also showed us how much we know each other because a lot of the time we recognized who had put what answer.
Yeah.
Yeah, but other than that, I did I have Red Dead Redemption before?
Not
I don't
sure.
think so.
I don't know.
I don't remember talking about it, but John Marston might be the new love of my life, but Bonnie McFarlane, who owns the ranch, also the love of my life. My favorite thing is I just get to ride around on my horse. My fa all of the games that I play over 30 pay over £30 for, it's just me riding around on my horse.
And none of
And
them is an actual horse game, by the way.
no, I'm like if a horse girl was not a horse girl. I don't know what I am.
Anything else? Well, Fortnite has Fortnite Festival, which we're playing a lot. And before Christmas, I didn't talk about Fortnite Lego. Oh my God, it's so good. And I didn't play it in a long time because now I'm obsessed with Palia, which is basically the same thing, but I get to hunt animals also.
Yeah. I
I love
wasn't
this
big
game.
on Fortnite Lego. I enjoy playing it with you, but every time you die, you have to go back for your backpack. And I
Yeah.
died a lot and I had enough.
Well, now I figure out, now I can give you charms to live much longer. Because you had 3 hearts and now I am on like 15.
But I don't have my backpack, so I would have to start from scratch.
Well, I have a lot of things. Though I
Okay.
did build my I wanted to build like a flying thing so I didn't have to walk. And I put on the balloons and I packed my chests and I put them one of the most like difficult things to get inside the chest so I can start a new village somewhere else. And then I started flying and somehow I fell and it flew away without me. So I have no fucking idea where it is.
That's the saddest story I've ever heard.
It's so fucking sad. I'm really surprised that I didn't cry at all, or I didn't get upset too much. I guess because it's so sad, like I didn't have like bigger reaction, which I feel like surprised everyone, because my anger issues sometimes really pop up.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
I haven't noticed them.
Yeah, I'm sometimes very cool and chill about that.
To be fair, it's either one or the other of us when we're playing Fortnite.
Yeah. I did get a lot of better with Fortnite, I feel. I don't know why. Though, last time we played the festival one, and I missed one fucking button, I had tears in my eyes.
Yeah, but you was going through something.
Yeah, that's true. That's also true.
It was the culmination of the day's events. But yeah, we're in a band now, and it's great.
Yeah.
They add new songs every Thursday.
Yeah, that's fucking loud. And
yeah, it's good fun. It's very
Which
good
is
fun.
About the time, because I get really like, once I listen to some songs too often, I get to a point where I cannot hear them anymore. Like I get physical reaction. And I feel like I sort of ruined the Winterfest for myself, because now I'm getting that.
Oh no.
And also because we had it there every day. It didn't go away. Yeah. So we played it every day for too often. And now I got to a point where I don't want to hear it at all.
Yeah. At first when we had the game, I wanted to play it every day. Now I'm good to not play it every day.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to get sick of the songs that I like.
Yeah. But now they're adding more, so that's good. Let's get to the tea then.
Yeah. Let's get to the tea. It was a wild ride in December of last year.
It's true. That is the truth.
Where do we even start? It first introduced itself to me when I saw, I hope I say their name right, Ziran J. Cho. They tweeted something about an author creating fake Goodreads accounts and leaving one-star reviews for other authors. And they already knew at that point who it was, but they weren't willing to like disclose the information because of the nature of Twitter. But basically, debut author of 2024, had made dozens of fake accounts and was review bombing their peers with similar genres, like YA, even indie authors who had like also Greek retellings coming out around the same time, and just in general, and then rating their own books 5 stars, which kind of probably made it a little more obvious. So then naturally everybody had to kind of figure out who that was, and it turned out to be a sapphic author called Kate Corrane. But this is like the worst part. First of all, the authors that they review bombed were mostly people of color, and Kate Corrane is white. So first of all, like definite racism there. And then second of all, when it came to light, they also made up a fake Discord user in the, what fandom is it? The Adam Driver guy in Star Wars. What's the
Kylo Ren
fandom, and the fucking fake conversations were ridiculous. Like, I can't believe this person is a writer, because they couldn't even make a good fake conversation in Discord.
Best thing was the timestamps that went back and forth within like 3 days.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
It was so bad, man. There's so much. I have the receipts, so I'm just scrolling through them. So they made up this fake girl called Lily in a Discord, who was supposedly in the same Discord chat, who apparently review bombed for on Kate Corrane's behalf, which obviously turned out to not be true. But like, that's what really got me, because the amount of time they put into all of it, from like making the accounts to lying about it, like they put so much time into deceit and malicious intent. But they also, they was with a great publisher, Del Rey, and they had an Illumicrate. Was it Illumicrate? Yeah, it was. Illumicrate deal as well.
Yeah.
So, like, they had everything.
It's absolutely fascinating to see people ruin their own careers in a matter of hours. Fascinating thing.
And it's weird because my first instinct was like, oh gosh, that's, I'd feel so awful if I was in that position. And I was like, but wait, I'd never be in that position because it's really easy to not do those things.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that happened naturally, like everybody called bullshit. They were dropped by pretty much everyone. They lost their publisher, their agent, the deal, obviously. At first, it looked like Del Rey had just pushed the publication back so that we would all forget. But then it was completely cancelled. So I guess it was something to do with the contracts. And then that was when they kind of spoke out and was said, tried to blame, they'd give a really shitty apology, like all the best YouTubers do, via a notes app. And they blamed it on their alcoholism, mental illness, and whatnot. First of all, when I get drunk, I don't make fake Goodreads accounts because, like,
that would be something more than usual.
And that part pissed me off the most personally, because, like, obviously, it was awful what they did to minorities and marginalized authors to begin with. But, like, using mental health as a scapegoat again, like, we're all authors, and a lot of authors are mentally ill. Like, it's a big demographic for mental illness. And nobody else that I know would ever think of doing something that awful. Like, it was very malicious.
Mm-hmm.
And they tried to use mental illness as the fucking reason. And it was disgusting, but fascinating. Like, I'm so fascinated to know why. It's fun, even funnier, because they tweeted a few things from the past, like 2022, they tweeted, like, if people tweeting about their writing achievements makes you feel inadequate, you should really consider if publishing is a career you can handle. So they tweeted that and then felt so inadequate that they had to review bomb other authors. They did a whole thread on that. And then on the 15th of January 2023, so this time last year, they tweeted, extremely worried about being cancelled for something stupid when my book comes out. So can we just go ahead and cancel me for something stupid now and get it out of the way?
Self-fulfilling, you know what?
I know. No. I hate that. Like, I know that there's situations where people's words are misconstrued and cancelling is a thing that sometimes, so very rarely goes too far, I want to say, because, like, most of the time it's completely justified for why people have faced backlash. But it's not something that I, as an author, worry about a lot, because, like, I know my brain, and I know that, like, if I said something wrong, it would have been accidentally, and, like, I'm prepared to apologize for that.
Yeah.
So, like, if you're someone who worries about getting cancelled all the time, then maybe you need to, like, check why that might be, where that's coming from.
Yeah,
it's so fascinating. I'm fascinated. The authors who were affected, because, like, I would feel so fucking shitty if someone did that to my book, especially as a debut. Like, so the authors who were affected was Bethany Baptiste, Camila Cole, Molly X Chang, Thea Guanzon, RM Virtue, KM Enright, Francis White, Katrina Kwan, Akure Phoenix, Daniel Jensen, and Hannah Lee. Like, again, common denominator, several people of colour. So if you're looking for books to read this year, probably start with those, because they've been through it, lads. And it was not good.
Yeah.
Do you have anything to add?
No. I'm always entertained when people are so skilled at digging their own grave. Like, from the chat to the apology, it was just like some satire show.
That's what it felt like. Like, it's so unreal that I just can't believe it happened at all.
Yeah. And again, we started last year with a writer coming back from the dead.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely fascinating.
Speaking of starting the year, actually, it was the very end of last year. So we thought that it couldn't get any more dramatic than that.
Mm.
And then an author tried to copyright the sun.
Oh, yes. What, yes.
The big ball of fire in the
sky. Oh, my God. Amazing. Oh, my God.
The name was Lauren M. Davis, and first of all, they were ex-cop and had some pro-Trump things dated back on their account. So, and their profile picture was AI, so that really said a lot. So I already knew Marv because I've read their books. They were in a similar indie event to me, so like this came onto my timeline quite quickly as well. Lauren tweeted Marv saying that they tried to reach out privately regarding copyright infringement, and this was after Marv posted a mood board of their book, which features a character with sun powers.
Yeah.
And then they posted a screenshot of their own book, which was badly written, to say the least. I do believe...
Interesting.
Their name was the character's name was. I'll give you, in fact, I'll give you three guesses to what the character's name was who controls the sun.
It was something sun related, wasn't it? Yeah. Oh, was it Nova?
It was Nova.
Oh, yeah.
So they tried to copyright the sun, which was just bizarre. Obviously, thankfully, everybody was on Marv's side this time. But again, it was a white author coming for an author of colour, and it was just fucking, for the most bizarre of reasons, to the point where I do feel like it's some social experiment, because some users get paid for engagement if they subscribe to X.
Yeah, when they have the blue tick, it means that they can get money for the engagement.
And, like, bear in mind, these people are giving money to Elon Musk to do that. So it already, I don't trust blue tick users very often anymore. I understand why people get it for business reasons, but more often than not, it seems to be blue tick users who cause the problem.
Always, yeah.
To the point where it does feel like orchestrated, and it's very, very fascinating. But it's very confusing to me because as an autistic person especially, like, I don't get it. I don't understand these people. So far, no book drama for this year, I feel like.
Yeah.
But my favourite part is that Prince Charles has an enlarged prostate. How do you say prostate? And Trisha Paytas is pregnant with the second child.
And the fact that she made. She was making pasta and she was like, I can't believe I have to say this, but I have no relations to the family, and I wish them only the good things and stuff like that. And it's hilarious. Like, it's absolutely hilarious.
It's so funny that, because for those who don't know, when the Queen died, she gave birth to her first child. So there was like theories going around that the Queen had been reincarnated to Malibu Barbie Paytas, or whatever her name is.
Still convinced.
And now King Charles. He's not my king.
But it would be hilarious if he lasted not even a year on the throne after waiting, like, the entirety of his life.
What did these people expect, letting old white men run the country?
Yeah, but I think that would be the biggest joke of it all. Like, him not even lasting a year.
It would fit in well with recent politics in the UK. Like, we had Liz Truss do, like, a month as Prime Minister last year.
Like, it lasted longer.
It would make complete sense. Yeah. So here's hoping.
Fingers crossed.
Oh my God.
God, it's so funny. Honestly, social media is at its peak at the minute, I feel like.
Absolutely.
We could talk about what we want for 2024 for the Garden Sapphics and for us in general. What are your goals and dreams?
Well, one of the bigger ones is to finish editing my first book that I finished.
Yeah.
And then hire you as an editor and hopefully put it out there in the world. So I guess that's one of the biggest ones, yeah.
Yeah. That's so exciting.
Yeah.
I'm very proud.
Thank you. Thank you. I mean, I bought Scrivener, so I feel like I kind of have to now.
Yeah.
It feels.
Melina of Melina Garance said that Scrivener is a great place to edit.
Yeah.
Have you been editing there?
Yeah. I'm fully migrating there. It's amazing. So yes, I am editing there, and I love to put, like, when I finish just editing the scene, I love to put like the little status of the scene into different things.
Yeah, I bet. Will you be working on anything else this year?
Well, I do. I still have many, many thing, many things like I'm in the middle of. So like I have from this, it's not even a cozy fantasy, I can say anymore. Like I gave them all so much trauma. So I'm going to call it like romantasy now.
I did the same thing.
Like I started writing one based on Astarion and from Baldur's Gate, and man's been through it. So I can't in a good faith like call it cozy fantasy. It's nowhere near cozy. There's nothing cozy about it. It's just pure pain. Yeah. And I love that for me.
I love that for, I don't think a man should walk around without pain.
Absolutely. Agreed. 100%. Yeah. She's not doing much better, to be fair. They're all suffering horribly. So yeah, in this fantasy world, I have four projects that I'm in the middle of.
Yeah.
So I would like to finish that. And then also my Boniar Chronicles that I started, like the Fortnite arcane vibes thing.
Yes.
That I start writing, and I already, the thing is, like, once I get into it, I start to think about other characters and I start writing their stories without even have like the first thing finished. It's a mess. So we'll see.
I'm doing the same thing, man. I started my nano project was the Cozy Witches, and I've already planned the next book and I'm not even finished with the first one.
Yeah, it's a problem. I'm not gonna lie. So yeah. And other than that, I guess to have more Legos and more puzzles, and I guess work on my finances, and one of the bigger goals is also to find a way to eat better.
Well,
yeah, or just eat, period, because I found out that that would be a good place to start at.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I start realizing, especially when I'm going to work, I don't eat at all. So there's that. There's that.
Makes me feel great.
It is what it is.
Yeah, well, I don't like.
Yeah. And what about you?
In general, this year is about not working, actually. I took off a month at Christmas. I had my ADHD assessment, and I wasn't diagnosed, but she referred me for an autism assessment, which is what I kind of suspected was going on anyways. Well, I say kind of suspected, but I'm self-identifying as autistic now and have been for a while. So upon realizing that and having the validation and also just dealing with burnout for the last year in a really terrible way, I realized I need to work less while I'm trying to figure out how to recover from that, because it's something that's probably built up since I was in school, and I'm just now I'm just kind of at the end of being able to deal with it. So I'm taking on less jobs. However, I do have exciting work lined up that I'm not allowed to talk about. I signed an NDA like a real professional.
Yeah.
But it's a publisher I've always wanted to work with, I will say that. And also I'm back to working on my witchy book. And that's another thing, as well as having time to rest, I also want time to write my own things again. Because last year I only brought out one book. I think I only wrote one book in entirety, and that's not as many as I was at before.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's where I'm at. I just want a year of accepting myself and my disabilities and moving forward.
That's a wonderful goal.
Yeah, I think so. And also crocheting a lot of things.
Yeah. Oh my God. I'm sure there's someone who is more like, who understands body better than we do. If she's crocheting all day, and then she goes to ride all day, and then in the evening she crochets the entire evening, only to go on Nintendo to hold it in her hands and play Fortnite for hours. I'm pretty sure she needs something for her fucking wrists, isn't
and
it?
And also, I have the autistic dinosaur hands when I go to bed.
Yeah. So can't please someone be like, yes, Ivy is right. And then I can be right, see, I fucking told you so, and get something for your fucking wrists.
Yeah, but we've said before that if you use things that you don't need, then it can cause more problems. So I don't want to, that's what I mean. Like, I don't know what I need.
We didn't say it before. You said it before. And so you go call your doctor and get that. There you go.
My doctor doesn't know shit. She'll blame it on me being fat.
That's true.
She'll be like,
is there some specialist who can be like, Ivy was very, very almost right. And then I can be like, I told you so. And because it's not about using something you don't need. It's about preventing something worse happening.
Yeah, I know. But most of the things that I've seen that are available are for people who already have problems, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I don't know what exists out there just to prevent things in the first place. Probably I need something more ergonomic for when I'm typing and stuff. But
yeah.
When I'm writing, I'm not crocheting as much anyway. It's fine. It's all good.
What have you been doing all day today?
I didn't write today. I just crocheted.
Doesn't matter. Yeah.
And it wasn't all day. I started at 3:30.
Mm-hmm. What about yesterday?
I only crocheted a toadstool.
Do you see what I have to deal with?
You just said you don't eat, so literally.
And I'm working on it. I cooked today with vegetables and shit.
Vegetables. What did we watch that said microwave?
We didn't watch anything that said it. It was the show, the British person.
Motobike. That man in sex education said Motobike.
Oh yeah.
That's what I was trying to think of.
He said microwave, though.
Huh? Who said it?
You said it.
Microwave.
And that was the British cooking lady.
Yeah, I know. That's my queen, Nigella Lawson.
Yeah.
No, my brain went somewhere else. Cut all that out.
You never know what I might do. One last thing before we go, because we have to wrap it up. At some point, I'm going to get a video capture card and you can watch us online as we play Fortnite. And as sometimes when we get riled up, I get called bitch.
I'm working on that.
One of the goals for 2024.
I say it in a loving way.
I know, but if you think I'm not gonna like hold it against you every chance I get, you think again.
Well, you lied to me a lot. Ivy made me choose what we want. We take turns choosing what to do. And Ivy said it was my turn to choose, even though I chose the night before. And I believed her because I'm autistic. So she uses her disabilities against me.
I admitted it, though. I admitted it.
She admitted it at the end of the night after the damage had been done.
Because I went to pee and I forgot what happened. Yeah, it was extremely hilarious.
He keeps tricking me to go to fencing fields on Fortnite. So actually, who's the victim in this relationship? Words are skin deep, but actions can harm. Anywho. To wrap it up, yeah. As always, we're posting monthly release articles to catch up with all the queer books coming out the coming month.
Yes.
So be sure to follow our blog, and we have interviews coming out. Last week we had Matthew Zakharuk, author of Imajo. I don't know how to say that. Imajo. It's a dystopian gothic with sapphics in it, which sounds delightful, and I can't wait to read it. And we already have a couple of interviews and guest episodes booked for this year.
Yeah. But one thing we did change going this year, we would love to have people on our blog, of course. More the merrier. However, we now have to ask for a small entrance fee starting at... It's basically what you want. It's just something.
It's pay what you want. It starts at like $1, I feel like. Or 50, something like that. Just because it costs a lot to maintain and run, and the website especially. The website takes a lot of money.
Yeah.
And also we can put a lot of hours into setting things up, especially the bigger release lists and stuff. So... it would be great to have a little more support. It's not a lot, but it's just there. And of course, we have things for you as well. We have Discord server where you're welcome to promote anytime you want and chat with us. Mm-hmm. We're very talkative people, and hopefully some more stuff coming this year.
And until next time,
remember to support women's rights.
And most importantly, support women's wrongs.
Unless they make fake Goodreads accounts.
To spam, and... to bomb, spam, bomb, bomb, spam. Not the writers. Anyway, it's like,
review
I
bomb.
Get to be stupid.
The review bomb.
That's it. That one is it. We shall see you later, alligator.
In a while, crocodile.
Thank you for listening to Swords and Sapphics. You can enjoy a new episode every Wednesday.
While waiting, you can visit our website, swordsandsapphics.com, and find lots of articles, interviews, and guest pieces.
Feel free to contact us with any requests, questions, or inquiries through a form on our website or directly to our email, swordsandsapphicspodcast@gmail.com.